The Burmese python can grow to more than 20 feet long, and that can be a problem for pet owners who sometimes buy a python hatchling and find themselves with more snake than they can handle. In South Florida, biologists at Everglades National Park have discovered that well-meaning pet owners have been dumping large Burmese pythons into the park. These predators can eat endangered birds and small mammals that are indigenous to the Everglades. So as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, park biologists have called in an unusual assistant to help bring the snake population under control.
There are three members of the Everglades Burmese Python tracking team. One of them is not like the others.
My name is Lori Oberhofer, and I'm a wildlife technician here at Everglades National Park.
And I'm Skip Snow. I'm a wildlife biologist here at Everglades National Park. That would be Python Pete, a small but determined beagle.
Oberhofer and Snow have years of training, experience with pythons, and a thorough knowledge of Everglades National Park. Python Pete has floppy ears, a penchant for stuffed animals, and a nose far more powerful than that of any human. And that gives Pete the advantage in the search for pythons. In Lori Oberhofer's office, it's clear why. One corner of her office has big rubber cases with snap-on lids. Each case houses one or more pythons that have been pulled out of the Everglades. And when Oberhofer opens one of the boxes, it emits a uniquely funky, snaky smell.
Imagine that concentrated by probably 1,000 in his nose. We don't smell half the scents that he can pick up.
The box she's just opened has three snakes in mesh bags. Oberhofer decides to take out the smallest one for today's training session. It's nearly 7 feet long.
Okay, Pete. You're ready to go. Ooh, he's getting excited. He knows what this is. We're going to go out and work. Yes, we are.
Python Pete is only 8 months old, and he's just learning to track snakes. Oberhofer says there's every reason to believe he'll do well once he matures.
Dogs are used in so many different ways, and people are getting more and more creative with their use. They're used for everything from police work to mine detection to USDA uses them to weed out prohibited agricultural items. And now people are realizing that they make great wildlife biologists.
Pete's training ground is a wide open space with high grasses just behind the building where the biologists work. It's Skip Snow's job to lay the trail.
We'll mark it, the trail so we know where it is with these flags.
Snow drags the bagged python through the grass snake, so that it leaves behind a scent for Pete to follow.
Sure
at the end of the trail lies the reward, the 7-foot python and Pete's favorite stuffed toy.
Ready, Pete? Here we go. Find it, Pete.
Pete charges through the grass, nose to the ground.
Good boy, you found it. Yeah, it's playing with a toy. That's his favorite toy. Good boy, you're so good.
A small beagle like Pete might seem like a good snack to some animals in the Everglades. So Oberhofer says she'll only take him out with the leash on.
I'm honestly more concerned about alligators and maybe rattlesnakes, but as long as I've got him on a short leash and I'm keeping an eye out for such things, I don't think there's any worry at all.
Pythons are not the only invasive species that's causing problems in the Everglades. Invasive plants are a major issue. So are non-native fish, which can crowd out or eat indigenous species. But Snow says pythons are a good species for a targeted eradication program.
Because of the thought that it is just, it's a, what we might call an incipient population, it's small in size, and that there might be a chance to affect a pretty good control, maybe eradication.
There is a growing sense of urgency. In 2004, biologists picked up 61 snakes in the park. Last month alone, they found 15. That's nearly a snake every other day. And last summer, biologists found another worrisome sign.
This is Burmese Bob.
Burmese Bob is a tiny python, barely 2 feet long. It's almost cute, wrapped around Oberhofer's hand.
He was captured in the park. He is a hatchling.
That means snakes are not only being released into the park, they're also breeding there. Skip Snow says it's hard to believe people knowingly introduced these predators to the Everglades.
You know, you kind of think of if someone came to you and said, I have a proposal, I would like to introduce tigers into the Everglades. They have some ecological analogy where there are very few, if anything, that prey on them when they're fully grown. And it's probably the same here.
Beagles are not the only tool that the Everglades biologists are using against the python population. Park officials have also set up a python hotline to report sightings, and they're developing a preventative education program that'll go out to pet stores and exotic reptile organizations. The slogan? Don't let it loose. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami. Thank you.